We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Democrats vying for their party's presidential nomination will debate again tonight, this time in Las Vegas. Bernie Sanders has soared above his other challengers and is occupying the number one slot. Not far behind Sanders is former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Also on stage at Paris, Las Vegas will be Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Elizabeth Warren. The campaigns of Buttigieg and Warren are being reduced to also-rans. Klobuchar has not gained as much traction as she had hoped to gain since the New Hampshire primary, and Joe Biden's campaign seems to be on life support. Now that leaves socialist millionaire Bernie Sanders and former Republican billionaire Mike Bloomberg. These two leave the choice to that of a left-wing radical who has previously expressed admiration for Soviet Union programs and a man forced into retracting and apologizing for his previous stance on issues such as stop and frisk. So what should we be looking for tonight? If Bloomberg is the rising star, will most of the attacks be directed toward him? If most of the attacks are directed toward Bloomberg, how will he repel these attacks? Will he go after the socialist policies of Sanders and Warren? How will he present himself as presidential material? But most important of all, how will any of the candidates present themselves as having the ability to unify the entire Democrat Party? Bernie Sanders is an electrifying candidate. He knows how to excite his supporters by putting out platitudes the way President Trump has been doing since 2016. Sanders has a loyal following. His backers were not happy that party stalwarts treated him so shabbily during the 2016 campaign. They are not happy that the ones who control the scheduled Democrat convention are Hillary Clinton supporters. If Sanders does get the nomination, does he have the ability to reach out and bring Biden supporters and other more traditional Democrats into his camp? Will the more centrist Democrats back a man who has been a declared independent because the Democrat Party was too conservative for him? There's no way Sanders can moderate his positions. It would not only turn off his loyal supporters, but it would go against everything he has stood for since he got his feet wet in politics. Conversely, if Bloomberg or Biden got the nomination, how could they unify the Democrat Party? Sanders supporters would strongly believe Biden got the nomination by inside party shenanigans. Sanders supporters would believe if Bloomberg got the nomination, it was because he bought it through his use of disgusting capitalist dollars. And the party of Truman, JFK, Clinton, and even Obama is fractured and searching for a place to land. This is not a year the Democrats should expect to win when it comes to the White House. Rather, it's a time for Democrats to try to figure out who they are in this new era. Are they willing to surrender the more moderate liberal policies espoused by their leaders for more than a half a century? Or are they looking to shift so far to the left that they'll become the Socialist Party of the USA? Tonight, each one of the candidates will try to reassure America that they are the ones who can be that unifying factor, and their vision is the vision that should direct the future of the Democrat Party. There will be no efforts to reach out to the other candidates in an appeal for unity. The exception to that might be Elizabeth Warren reaching out to Bernie Sanders in hope that she might be the vice presidential nominee should he get the nomination. What the debate won't reveal tonight is which one of them is going to win the presidential gold ring in 2020. The reason for that is that none of them has the ability to bring the entire party together. The only question is who will become their sacrificial lamb. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.